fun, entertaining show.
And primetime nighttime radio with Ryan Doyle, 7 till 10.
The way I look at it is that everybody that we have in place now will make my game better. I'm up to that kind of challenge. You know, everybody's allowed me to be myself and tell people what I think, and that's what I'm always going to continue to do, is just be myself. But now it's going to be a challenge every day, and I'm going to rise up to that challenge, guaranteed.
It's all new. News Talk 1010. The country's biggest mouth gets more talk time. Starting Monday, October 5th. Breaking news and stimulating talk. News Talk 1010. It's 2 o'clock. This is CFRB News.
From the National Newsroom of the Canadian Press, I'm David Bent. Queens, a rainy night isn't dampening spirits in Kingston, Ontario, where thousands of Queen's University students are continuing the party that they started Friday night. Steve Henniger has the latest.
Queen's University canceled the fall homecoming this year after last year's drunken revelry, but the liquor-fueled bashes go on. City Police Constable Michael Menor says more than 400 officers, including dozens of Mounties and cops from as far away as Toronto, are making lots of arrests, mostly for public drunkenness.
They actually got a lineup of cars here at the station waiting to come into the booking area, so like a drive-through, a very busy one.
More than 50 arrests so far, and a number of people treated for intoxication, but no serious injuries yet. Steve Henniger, the Canadian Press.
Social workers will be at a school in Melville, Saskatchewan on Monday to provide counseling after the death of a 14-year-old boy.